Now on BBC Radio 4, a drama for our time. A humorous but unsettling story about social fragmentation and the powerful influence of popular culture and new technology. Trapped in a confined space and suspended in time, can a lift become a place of transformation? This drama contains strong language.
This thing working?
Yeah, jump in. Good day. Lovely talking to you. Down on the floor.
Is it working?
It can be. Hop in.
Oh, they're not that old.
Zombie movie.
The Man in the Lift by Tom Connolly.
Morning.
What?
Good morning.
Oh?
You lost something?
Can't find my glasses.
They're on your head.
Hey? Oh.
Hey?
Yes. What are you doing?
Repairing the lift.
But it's not broken. We're in it and it's going. 10th floor.
Where did you say?
On your head.
Let me just look on the system at your file. Just 1 minute, I'm bringing it up on desktop.
Liar.
No, I'm afraid I can't offer you a refund on that. Sorry, I can't put you through. You have to write in. The address is on the website. Many thanks. Did you say something?
Who, me?
Afternoon.
What?
Afternoon.
Oh, afternoon.
13th floor.
Oh, fixing the lift?
Yeah. Welcome to paradise.
Where are you off to?
Me? I am Helen, 38. Likes rock climbing, power walking, baking, time spent with friends, impromptu suppers, Breaking Bad.
Sounds good.
Well, I haven't adopted a full disclosure policy about my hair loss and spare tyre, but...
Hope it goes well.
It won't.
Yeah, I'd prefer it if you... didn't smoke. I've got to be in here all day.
Yeah, don't you worry yourself. I won't be breathing out till the door's open. I'm a past master.
Yeah, all the same, would you mind putting it out?
If we're going to talk to each other, sweetheart, I'm Gladys. And how about fixing my letterbox? Flaps like nobody's business every time that lift opens on my floor. Shredding me nerves.
Not really a lift matter, is it?
I said it makes a noise every time the lift doors open up there for you. Well, take you 5 minutes.
I mean, you got a boyfriend can sort it out?
You applying for the post?
Can you press 8?
Sure.
It's working then, is it? The lift?
Yeah.
Then why are you mending it?
Bought anything nice?
What, from Tesco Express?
What? Chocolate?
No. Milk, cereal, shit like that.
Sorry. Thought I could see galaxy bars.
You do like to chat and ask questions, don't you?
Don't you?
Yeah, with my friends, to people I know.
Down?
Up.
Then down. Come in.
It's like it's his bloody living room.
Oh, what's wrong with the lift then?
Needs sorting out.
Oh, don't we all? I'm working with that Helena thing me doodah today. They say she drinks her own wee.
What?
Have you heard that?
No.
Well, maybe it was someone else, some actress.
Do you two ladies know each other?
What are you? The ship's entertainment.
Hello, dear. No, we don't. It's not a chatty building these days.
Do you two know each other?
Nice to see a new face.
Thank you. Cup of splosh? Hello? Cuppa?
Are you talking to me, little Flo?
Excuse me, man in the lift. Do you want a cup of tea?
Oh, please.
Oh, hello. Sorry to keep you.
You're not keeping me.
5 o'clock on the dot. Very punctual. Press 13.
What are you looking for?
My keys.
You're holding them.
Hey? Oh. I'm not even certain you're needed, you know.
Oh?
Harold is fast asleep. I don't like using the word they use. To me, he's fast asleep.
What word do they use?
I don't know. But if he does wake up, I want him at your place. That's what he said too, when he could speak.
Now he can't?
No.
Because he's asleep?
Fast asleep. I'll make us a pot of tea. The tea in there's undrinkable. Are you coming?
No, I'm just here repairing the lift. And, I've a cup of tea on the way.
You're from the hospice?
No.
Didn't you say you were?
No, really.
But he's due at 5, too. What have you come to see me for?
I'm just mending the lift.
The lift's broken?
Yeah.
But, well, it's working.
Need some TLC.
You're not from the hospice?
No, sorry.
Oh.
Are you getting out?
Am I coming or going?
You're going home. Getting out here?
Oh. Yes.
Hey. You seem happier.
What?
You were in a bad mood the other day, that's all. You've cheered up.
Genius.
Where are you off to?
Buy stuff.
What stuff?
What are you, my mum?
Where is your mum?
Why do you want to know that?
I never see you with her.
She's claustrophobic, she uses the stairs.
That must be tiring.
Well, it depends what floor we're on, doesn't it?
You're on 8.
Maybe, maybe not. Might have mates on 8.
What floor are you on?
Like I'm telling you that.
You're working late?
Yeah. Off out?
Indeed. Romy, half English, half Albanian, singer. Oh no, wait a minute, that was Tuesday. Oh god, that was a disaster. Right. Michaela, bubbly, outgoing, also getting to interior styling. Well, I think the website's matched us because I have the word socialist in my profile. She's got socialite.
Match made in heaven.
Oh, she'll love my flat if she's into interior design.
Nice, is it?
Oh, it's exquisite, yeah. Finding Nemo shower curtain, combined toilet and library, vintage night storage heaters, walk-in broom cupboard.
She's a lucky girl.
Yes, well, let's hope she's visually impaired.
Hello.
Hi. Oh, hello, dear.
How's Harold?
What? Where do I know you from? I've seen you somewhere.
You thought I was from the hospice?
No, the man from the hospice is short and blonde. You're tall and dark. Like my Harold before he lost his hair. Round tall. And shrunk.
How long does it take to fix a lift?
It's a tricky one.
What's the problem exactly?
Electrical. General wear and tear.
That's the thing with these things, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
The electrics. Mm. I'm not being funny, but what are you actually doing to it?
I'm wiring this new control panel so that the new system on the outside panels work with it.
Are we going up or down?
Up.
I pressed down.
That's why I'm here.
Hey.
Aren't you two going to say hello to each other?
Hey.
What?
He wants us to say hello to each other.
Ignore him.
Maybe if you were less chatty, you'd get the lift fixed.
It's not broken.
This is Melissa. She lives on 8. Melissa, this is,
Les.
He's on 3.
That's just weird, isn't it?
What is?
You introducing me to someone in my own building.
Well, you don't know each other. You didn't even say hello to each other, and you live in the same place.
I never told you my name.
You did?
I did not.
It's on your necklace.
Oh, yeah.
Bye, Melinda.
Melissa.
Getting out? Or did you just come to see me?
In your dreams, Grandad.
Oh, be fair. I'm more your dad's age. You all right? You look a bit tired.
Oh, that's what my stepdad keeps saying.
Well?
Well, what?
Are you all right?
Yes.
You get on with your stepdad?
Yes, thanks. Who's asking? Did I just tell you he's my stepdad?
Must have.
I never call him my stepdad, he's just my dad.
Well, you did call him that to me.
Well, I meant to say he's my dad. He's my dad.
That's nice. But not your biological dad.
What's your name?
John.
John what?
John the lift repairman from Haringey Council.
You're hilarious.
Hello, one and all. I'm a bit pissed. Sorry. Didn't mean to swear in front of a junior.
I'm going into shock, arseholes.
I've had a couple.
You said?
Lunchtime drinking, not a brilliant sign, obviously. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
God, these shoes have slippery soles.
Yeah, sure.
You're always here, looking after me. Are you my minder?
Do you need a minder?
I doubt it. Most data analysts in local government don't need minders. Well, you can be my minder if you like. I can't pay you. Stop me making a prat of myself with women.
Oh, I'm sure you don't.
I just did. That girl.
She's called Melissa.
Oh, that's such a pretty name.
Yeah, I thought so.
Look, I'm going to make you a cup of coffee. Well, I'm going to make me some coffee. I'll give you some of it.
Thank you. White, no sugar.
Least I can do with you being such a pal.
13th floor.
You got a car?
I've got a car?
They're incredible, aren't they? I mean, they're just metal boxes that cup us in their hands and move us through the air. Climb into them, we're in. I don't know, Peterborough. And an hour later, we climb out of the marina. I don't know, in Cornwall.
Do you drive too fast?
They're incredible.
Yeah.
Mine doesn't work. Oh, I'm completely hammered. I'll make you some coffee. Hey, do you want to come in?
Nah.
See you again.
Me again. Still here. You have to use the stairs right now, just for 15 minutes.
And why have you parked it on my floor?
I'm stopping on every floor at some point. What are you doing?
Making a call, whatever.
Are you taking my photo?
No.
You are?
Well, what do you expect? Chatting me up. I want to show my mum, see if she knows you. I don't give a fish's tit if she does, by the way.
I'm not chatting you up, I just hope you're okay.
Do you know how weird that is to say that to a 15-year-old girl?
I just want people to be happy. Bloody hell. You buy a lot of chocolate?
Shut up.
I knew someone like you once.
Yeah, and I knew someone like you. Saw him on the news, total pedo.
She was funny and gorgeous. But she didn't see it. No self-esteem.
Oh, self-esteem. All you lot go on about is self-esteem. You've all read the same book. Mum, come here.
What is it?
Just come here, will you?
Gone now.
What are you doing?
I'm just writing something down.
Well?
Stuff.
Well, Shakespeare, pop in for a cuppa and a bun at 5, why don't you?
Well, that's very kind of you, Gladys, but I...
But nothing is sinfuler than make you work all day standing up in this lift. The curtain rail in my living room is just about ready to collapse on me next time I pull them. Could kill me. So you'll fix it in the time it takes me to make a brew. Now, pop in at 5. I'll have the toolbox down from the shelf.
Bloody hell.
If we gave refunds every time someone like you claims this, then we'd go out of business. Yeah, but how do I know you're the genuine one? Everything leaves us in perfect condition. Well, you do that. Is this out of order?
Strictly speaking, but I can nip you down if you like.
I do like to. Married?
Eh?
You heard?
No.
Wanna go for a drink?
Dunno.
Dunno? What sort of answer's that? You can take me for a drink. Wait a minute. Hello? It's all in the T&Cs at the foot of the homepage. No, I don't. Because I get mugged financially, okay? Thanks. Would you be able to park this lift in between floors?
Yeah.
Makes you think, don't it?
What does it make you think?
Don't be vulgar.
I really wasn't.
But do you want to take me for a drink or not?
I do, yes.
Flat 17. Ring my bell when you knock off.
Do you mind me asking?
Hmm?
If you said yes to everything your customers asked for, never doubted their word, do you think you'd lose much money annually?
Ooh, let me think now. A pub, I reckon. Thanks for asking.
Right.
You need to work on your small talk. Take me down then, Scotty.
Hello.
What's that?
That's a collapsible stool.
No, I'm fine, thanks. I've got to stand to work.
You do not eat standing up.
I've just had a bun.
This is potato muruku. I made them. I insist.
Oh, I really couldn't.
It's a welcome.
Oh.
Hmm.
Oh, my word, that is an amazing taste.
Yes, and this is sumasi. You must have them together. I keep my sumasi very crisp. That's the secret.
Oh, right, blimey.
My name's Sam. I'm happily married with 5 beautiful children.
Hello, Sam. My name's John. After you.
Thank you, kind sir.
You look lovely.
Thank you. So do you, as it goes.
I went home and changed. Didn't want to embarrass you.
Thank you. Very neat.
Got to come clean with you.
Oh, you're married?
I've already eaten an ice bun the size of Tiger Woods' backside and some curry.
Right.
So I'd rather just have a drink.
I can live with that. You're not married?
Not married.
Oh, blimey. New uniform. Oh, peak. Romance in the lift shaft.
Shut up.
You both look nice.
Meaning what exactly?
It's that you look nice.
You've taken the mic off.
Date with Rottweiler. You're in for a treat.
What did you say?
Hope you brought her lead.
Stop it.
I don't want to make you have a stroke, but I actually meant it when I said you looked nice. But you know what? You don't deserve it. If you can't handle someone telling you look nice when you're all tied up for your date, then that's your problem, not mine.
Thanks for humiliating me in front of him.
You okay?
She's full of attitude, that one.
If everyone you do business with, you trusted implicitly until there was a genuine reason not to, I bet it wouldn't harm your profit. And your daily life would be transformed.
I'm going on a date with the Dalai Lama.
Yesterday was a Christmas commercial. Just standing in the crowd behind that bloke in the ears who left his wife and kids at today's pawn. I am serious. Of course I'm not. I'm 78. Who wants to see a 78-year-old have sex? Hello, dear.
Hello.
Well, there may be people who want to, but they're not seeing me. No one is seeing me have sex, including me. What's a pity. Anyway, it's not that sort of porn. It's got a grant from the House Fund or something, and there's going to be 40 of them. 4-0, all naked and wrapping around and having sex. Hmm? This poor man's still here mending the lift that works. And one of the maids cleaning up glasses and bottles from all round the orgy goers. And we don't bat an eyelid. We just mop up. £150.
Ground.
Cash. I'm really quite looking forward to it. Bye, dear.
Enjoy.
Morning. Could it be the overspeed governor that's the problem?
There is no problem.
Or perhaps it's the sheave.
Congratulations on having Google.
8-4.
Here we go. Your music is shite.
Ground floor.
Is there something you want to say?
Eh?
Something you want to tell me?
No. I don't think so.
Yes, there is.
All right, well, only to look after yourself a bit better, but you'll bite my head off if I say that.
No, not that. Something else.
What do you mean?
Is there something you want to tell me?
Nothing comes to mind.
What colour are your eyes?
Green.
Mine too. Bloody hell.
Weird.
Morning.
Hello. I know who you are.
Right. Good.
We both know, don't we?
I guess so.
Sixth floor.
Morning, Diana.
Morning.
Oh, you.
Ground floor.
You two a bit frosty.
She nicked my bloke and she's always known exactly what I think of her.
She nicked your bloke?
Oh, glad you find it funny.
Sorry.
I made it clear to her I'd be civil, but we'll never be friends again.
When did all this happen?
March. No, early March. Well, late February, early March. 1962. We're originals. Means we moved in when the block was built in 1958. I moved in with Harry. She took him. I took him back for a bit, but she took him again, and that was it. They got married and lived happily ever after.
Where's Harry?
I don't know. I haven't seen him lately.
You might want to ask her. You and Harry talk to each other?
Oh, yeah, like there's no tomorrow, but not in front of her. He plays dumb in front of her, gives me the grin over her shoulder. I enjoy it.
You might want to ask Maggie how Harold's doing.
I don't talk to her.
Think about changing that position.
Why? Is he all right?
No, neither she.
She's fine. She puts it on.
Puts what on?
Whatever it is she's doing to win your sympathy.
She's got dementia.
I'm as old as she is.
Yes, you're old, but she's got dementia.
She's got Harry.
I don't think she has.
What are you saying?
Just talk to her, for goodness sake. Ask her if she's all right and flipping well, talk to each other. I'm just repairing the lift.
Well, I never did.
It's not working. You busted it, not fixed it.
He's busted it? And he meant to be fixing it?
Let me look. You gonna be working on the wheelhouse too? And the motor room or just the lift?
I've done the motor room.
The hoist rope not catching on anything, was it? That can cause problems, like tripping the safety switch, can't it? There you go. I've done it. This is my wife, Sandy.
What are you doing introducing us for?
He said no one, you know, talks to each other.
It's a lift, not a party.
Hi, Sandy, I'm John.
Oh, well, this is our daughter, Oprah.
He's nice looking, isn't he?
Despite the overalls.
He's a good looking lad.
And fit. Good posture.
Lovely posture. A good looking bastard. First time I saw him, I didn't know whether to shag him or stab him.
How late do you work then?
How late do you work then?
Long as it takes.
Oh, yeah, I wonder what he thinks of our block.
What do you think of our block then?
I like it.
Well, I was counting the white people left in the building, and
You're
you know.
Counting them?
Yeah.
As they came out of the building?
No, that would be strange. In my head. I couldn't sleep, so I was lying in bed counting. You know, floor by floor. And I don't reckon there's 20 white people left.
Like sheep?
Like sheep.
Ground floor.
The rest are a mixture.
You're still here.
Don't rush, Maggie. There's no rush.
Hello, love.
Hello, Maggie.
You will stay, won't you? Even after you've gone. I mean, you'll stay here, even after you've left there. Or do you have to leave here too, Harry?
I have to go, Maggie.
Oh. When?
It'll just happen.
Oh.
Oi! You alright?
Yeah, she's fine.
I didn't ask you. Lady, you alright?
Yes, it's my Harry. You think I'll kiss total strangers? What's wrong with you?
You get yourself inside now.
Down.
Please.
Please.
Not a lift attendant.
Sorry. Will you hug me, please?
What?
Please hug me.
I can't. The tragedy of this life we've created is I cannot countenance hugging you, Melissa.
Are you my real dad?
No. No, I'm not. Please, don't get upset.
But you're always here in the lift when I get in.
Mending it, my job.
There's nothing wrong with it.
The fact that I am lazy and stretch a job out, that I'm happy to tinker here and make up song lyrics in my head, does not make me your dad.
You write songs?
Yes, constantly.
You play music?
Yes.
In a band?
No. A guitar sat on a chair. In a room not much bigger than this lift.
You and I should run away together. Then I could go on X Factor and sing the songs you've written me.
That is a terrible, terrible idea.
I like it.
Ground floor.
You should tell your mum and dad what you just told me.
What?
That you need a hug. Then tell them you've an eating disorder. And that you need help.
Will you come with me?
You know I can't.
13th floor.
Good day to you.
Oh, hello.
This is ponugulu with dosa butter. It's quite unusual. I make it with extra oomph.
Two stalls today?
Yeah, I thought I'd join you. Oh, blow on them. They're hot from the oven.
Okay, thanks. This is nice of you.
Of course, when I was at Oxford, I couldn't cook. When my nan saw what we were all eating, she was horrified. When I came home for the Christmas holiday, she took me shopping and taught me how to buy food, how to cook food, real food. She was a good listener, my grandmother, and a talker too. Oh.
I loved India. I thought I'd end up living there once. Well, that was 15 years ago.
I've never been.
Oh, my sweet lordy! Oh!
Yeah, it has quite a kick to it.
Oh, jeez, it's hot!
Oh, too hot for you?
what makes you think that? Oh!
Only me.
Oh, bloody hell, it smells lovely in here. You ordered a takeaway. Should let me know.
Are you getting in or what?
No, I just summoned you up to the highly exclusive 13th floor to ask you if you fancied a cold beverage of the lagery kind. I've got a few in.
Yes, quick as you can.
Excellent.
This.
Oh, bad day.
It's not every day you get kissed by a 70-year-old.
But you...
Don't ask.
Oh, okay, down the hatch. Cheers, mate.
Cheers, Steve.
Hey. You're good with names. A few of the others have commented on that.
Well, it's good to know that some of you at least are talking to each other.
Yeah, only about you. So, how's the repair work going?
Nearly done.
Well, no rush, is there?
You off out tonight?
No, I thought I'd just have a quiet one this evening, hang with you and chew the cud.
Oh, I'm not working late. But I've got to go straight onto something.
Yeah, sure, right, good. Yeah, I'm still recovering from last night, to be honest. Bit short of sleep.
Oh, the date?
Oh, yes. Crystal, international banker, ex-catalogue model. She took me back to her place, an incredible pad overlooking the Thames somewhere in Limehouse, and shagged me all night.
No wonder you're having a quiet one.
Yeah. In reality, I just spent the evening down at the internet cafe with the KFC, then had a couple of beers on the sofa with Homeland. Got a pause frame of Claire Danes in her pyjamas and shook hands with the unemployed.
I'm out of here. Heading home.
Oh, okay. Nice one. Good talking with you.
Good to chill together. Cheers, mate. I'll catch you tomorrow, mate.
I just got 2 and 3 to wire check. Yeah, reckon I'll be done and dusted lunchtime tomorrow? Yeah. Okay, Phil. Yeah, speak later. Will do, mate. Yeah, cheers.
Boy, boy.
Hello there.
They're telling me to switch you off.
Right.
They're telling me to go back this evening. What should I do? Harry?
Wait until tomorrow.
13th floor.
Bloody hell.
I feel bad.
Ground
floor. Hello, there he is. Mr. Fixie, working late.
Hello, Gladys. Liz. Sandy.
When you going to ask my Oprah, then?
When she's suddenly not half my age. How are you, Gladys?
Ah, I mustn't bloody grumble, to be fair.
Do you all know each other?
We have met, yeah.
Gladys is my mum, you prat.
Oh.
Yeah, we've been to Al's diner for Les's birthday.
52 years young.
Oh, wait. So, why doesn't Les fix your curtain rail for you?
You must be joking.
Oh, that's hilarious.
You have got to be joking. It's all serious.
Floor.
Oh, Harry. Sure, okay, that's fine. Yep, thanks.
8th floor.
All right.
Sorry?
You all right?
Yeah. You?
Yeah.
Oh, you. Is he gone, then?
He's gone.
You've got to be joking. Never, never. I knew that they were rocky, but no way. Yeah, yes, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Wait for us! Oh, thanks.
Thanks, it's all right.
He's not here again.
Who?
The man in the lift. I wanted him to meet you.
When he just met you.
Hold the lift!
Thanks.
Sorry.
You look like the cat that's got the cream.
Oh, I'm a bit pissed.
Speak for yourself. I am too.
You'd need to be on a date with him.
Charming. What are you looking at?
Nothing.
Stop staring at me.
Seriously, Steve, you are staring at her.
But there's a lot of chocolate in your bag for a skinny girl like you.
Sod off.
Leave her alone. You're very pissed.
What? Now look.
Give that back.
What are these?
Are you his date?
Yeah.
Internet?
None of
yes.
You? Yeah, explains it.
He's groped me a million times over the years.
What?
Since I was tiny.
That is not true.
That's not true, is it? It's your flaw.
No, it's hers.
Well, how would you know that then, Pearl?
Stop it.
It's not true.
Getting out of here.
No, don't. It's not true.
I know.
Excuse me.
You all right?
I'm okay, you won't pick the doors.
This isn't your floor, is it?
Come on, let's take you home. Where's your husband?
He's gone.
Oh, we're so sorry. The man said he was ill.
Yes, the man.
What are your emotions?
Eh?
She means, how are you doing?
Lonely.
Would you like to come in for your tea this evening? You know, watch some telly with us. It's flat 28.
No, we'll come and get you.
Really?
Yeah.
Of course.
Thank you.
Well, we've got to stick together, us lot. We're outnumbered.
Pissed or sober today?
Sober.
Come on.
He's not coming back, is he?
Who?
The man that's been here. He's disappeared.
He finished the job, gone to the next one.
Why?
That's how it works.
Shame. You.
What? Isn't it lovely, everyone getting to know each other?
Sorry I ruined your chance for you to take some blind cow back to your place.
Yeah, well, you did somewhat more than that.
Never mind, we can't all be getting it.
Did you nob him?
Him? Are you out of your mind?
Thanks a lot.
Sorry.
Well, can if you want to.
In your dreams.
I meant the man in the lift.
Oh. Yeah, I did.
Slag.
Well, it's a bit hard for you, princess. He's better in the sack than he is at mending lifts.
That's because he's really a musician. He's a brilliant guitarist. Shouldn't be doing this.
What are you doing?
I'm taking my shoes off and I'm walking.
Well, what floor do you live on?
Nice try.
What?
I think he's my dad.
What?
Did he say anything about me?
No, he didn't. Oh, look, I don't think so somehow.
I do. I asked him to hug me. He thought I was going to call him a pedo and he got scared and now he's gone.
Well, he's just gone, as in finished the job. Look, the guy standing next to you isn't a pedo. The man in the lift isn't a pedo. He isn't Jimi Hendrix and I doubt if he's your dad.
Yeah, he is. He's my dad. Never meant to abandon me, loves me to bits but just couldn't handle it. You see on telly all the time.
There's no way I'm going to walk all the way up there.
Oh, you're a pain in the backside, you are.
Oh, what's your problem?
Well, he was my friend, is my problem, and you've scared him off.
What's his name? Your friend, what's his name?
I don't know.
Wow, good friends you are.
He's not your friend, you stupid sad man. You haven't got any friends. Look at you. Sorry. Neither have I. Sorry.
It's okay.
No, it's not. I'm a bitch.
No, you're not.
I've got some problems.
Now,
come on. Hey, come on, come here.
No.
I'm sorry what I said about you.
It's okay, it's forgotten. Look, if I were you, I'd be exactly the sort of bloke I'd take the piss out of. Isn't this nice, though? People talking to each other.
Isn't it just?
And what is his name?
It's John. John, the repair man from Harringay Council.
Yeah.
Oh, finally.
Oh, hello.
Oh.
You're eating dinner in the lift.
Oh, yeah, dal, achari paneer and roti.
Oh, yeah.
I thought he was the building weirdo.
Oh, well, thanks. Your apology lasted about 15 seconds.
Did you just jam the lift or something?
I just needed a quiet moment.
Well, why don't you use the roof?
I often use the roof. I spent much of my life on the roof.
Do you mind if we get in?
Oh, not at all, sorry.
I don't know, it's okay.
Certificate. Hospital form, direction.
Six.
Hello, Maggie.
Hello, Di.
I'm sorry for your loss.
I'm sorry for yours.
Don't go soft on me, Maggie. I like being hated by you. It makes me feel beautiful. Keeps me young.
I'll do my best.
Good girl.
You old slag.
Melissa!
Who is it?
It's Angie.
Who?
The old trout slags everything off. What do you want? Your mum in? Gone away for the weekend. Do you want to come in?
Oh! Who are you?
I'm Phil.
Oh. What are you doing here?
I'm certificating the lift.
What does that mean when it's at home?
It's been serviced, and now I'm certificating it.
Do you work with John?
Yeah.
Oh, he is real then.
John?
Yes.
You just asked me about it.
Yes.
So he must be real. You brought him up.
Oh, yes. He really was repairing the lift.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, have you got ID? How long are you going to be here?
Not long.
Do you fancy a cup of tea?
In The Man in the Lift by Tom Connolly, John was played by John Light, Melissa Montana Thompson, Angie Ruth Gemmell, Steve Lee Ross, Maggie Sheila Reed, Diana Phila DeLaw, Les Richard Hawley, Sandy Kerri-Ann White, Sam Paul Baisley, Gladys Gilly Mears, and Oprah Leila Farzad. The producer was Karen Rose. It was a Sweet Talk production for BBC Radio 4.